Okay, good morning. Today's class is Lunishma Yerchmel de Lugudas Yen Benema, Flush Shalemer of Shalmi Amina, Dani Mansara, Chana Bet Adel, and also in the success of Yeshua and Lisheva Rabbah, Gadi Elben Lisheva, Emmet Lisheva, Shefer Lisheva, Reda Malkova Tova Basha, and Gadi Elben Lisheva. Also, today's class is in the success of Ruth Bat Simcha and Aaron Bat Ruth. Okay, today, we very, very special day today. Today is Machut Shebemachut. Pretty much Emuna on steroids. Self-esteem, confidence on steroids. This is the last day, the 49th day, before we get to Shavuot tonight. The countdown that the light, God willing, tonight, we'll get a different light. The light that we're going to get tonight is much different than the light in the first night. Because the first night, we got it for free. This is an earn light, which is really, really what we're trying to connect to. Obviously, everybody had tremendous amounts of ups and downs in the Omer itself. It was definitely a humbling process, a process of, you know, literally a lot of ups and downs. And this is exactly what it is. All the ups and downs, all the resistance and the running and returning gets us to where we are today. So today we're going to talk about this concept of Malchut Shebemalchut, which represents, we're going to take a book, Hidden Treasures. And we're also going to take a look at how do we become our best self? Another real thing that we're thinking about, and I was thinking about this concept yesterday, which really hit me. I came home from the Heat game very, very late, 12 o'clock. Next thing you know, I'm like, there's no way I'm doing the 4 o'clock shift in the morning. So I woke up a little later. Yes, I am human, after all. I woke up a little later and I couldn't give a class that day. So I said, you know what, let me go to the fields. And I remember going back to the original fields, because usually my schedule would be before I was giving morning classes, it would be prayer, go to synagogue, and right away I would go to do his bodidut in the fields. And I remember sitting in the same field, being extremely grateful, all the wars that were fought in these fields. And these fields itself, actually, Rav Nachman says in the summer itself, when a person prays in the fields, he gets energy from the field itself. So I had a major, major breakthrough moment in those fields of just a tremendous amount of gratitude for having the patience to do his badadut for 6 months and not be answered, and still being able to continue it. And I asked myself, how in the world did I get there? How in the world did I have patience? My patience today, my patience back then, it's not the same thing. But how in the world was I able to have that patience? And I said to myself, I surrendered my will, I surrendered my brain, I surrendered my knowledge, my control to Hashem, and connected to the Tzaddik Rav Nachman ben Feige. Because Rav Nachman said his Bodhidut is greater than everything. And if you're reading 99 other things in his books, you can't just skip that. So I stayed with the Emunat Chachamim, with the belief in Rav Nachman's teachings. And that itself got me to this abundant Ruach. And I'm looking at today, I'm looking at the situations, the phone calls, that people that I'm dealing with, and it's all really coming from a shortness of breath. And this is exactly what happened. We were in Egypt, we had no patience, we had a shortness of breath. We were very irritable. We don't want to go through the process. I don't want to go through the dating. I don't want to go through this headache. I don't want to go through that headache. It was a shortness of breath. And that's why they were in exile. But I remembered 6 months. How in the world did I have that 6 month patience to sit there and be able to understand that test? And I was very grateful and joyful. And I said, wow. Then after that, it came to this whole concept came to me. Because faith gives you patience. Faith gives you patience. This is what today's Malchut is faith. Malchut is also patience. And I said to myself, what also? And then I went to my kids' graduation. My twins got graduated from school. And it was a very, 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 it was a beautiful moment, because I recognized how in the world did they get there? And I remember the amount of miscarriages my wife had. And the struggle to get pregnant, and the years and years to get pregnant. And then miscarriages after that. And here they are graduating and saying that. So I remember the patience. Faith equals patience. Look how much patience you had. Look how much emunah you had in that challenge. Like this whole concept of faith and emunah in that challenge. And I'm like, then I looked at my business. I'm like, how in the world 7 years did I go through this 7 years of patience with all the struggles without really, really succeeding? And then again, emunah, faith, patience. This whole process was really about having faith, having patience. And that is really, really the key. Be honest with you. Look at these 49 days. We're getting Shavuot. Faith, patience. I mean, I just... Then pretty much everything in my life, I went back to my whole life. Getting these flashbacks, like, everything came to you through faith and patience and being able to think greater than you feel in those situations. And, you know, when somebody's going through a miscarriage, somebody's going through something, somebody's going through that, you know, what else do you have? What else do you have to be able to think greater than you can in that situation? So again, you have to faith it till you make it. There's no other formula here. This is exactly what we are trying to push. And if we just understand this concept, and this is malchut shebe malchut, really, to the fact that you hear these stories, you know, I'm elevating God's glory. But my ego could have said, no, I don't have, this should have happened already. I don't know why I'm going through this. Do you understand? It's the ego. It's the ego that's really causing the biggest pain in our lives. It's not Hashem. It's our ego. And this is why we have to work on taming the ego. It's not Hashem. It is the ego. And another example that came to me the other day, I'm like, how come, you know, you'll go to an event, next thing you know, nobody's, everybody's like this. And next thing you know, you put music on and people loosen up. What about music causes people to loosen up? What does music do? Music kills the ego. Music kills the ego. When you're listening to music, you're not thinking about yourself, really. If it's the proper music. I'm not thinking about, you know, Dolly Parton and the country music that they, you know, he went with the dog and they lost the cat and Hagajia and I lost the car and my flat tire on the truck. I'm not talking about a depressive music. But if you listen to even music just to connect, why can I connect generally? It's really because of my self-centeredness and my ego. And to the extent that we work on, same thing, that's the same thing alcohol does. Same thing really things do is they kill the ego. And if we can just do this ourselves by having faith, and that's really, really the abundant ruach that Reb Nachman's really talking about, the kotzer ruach, why they couldn't breathe, they didn't have the patience. That's what kotzer ruach means. Kotzer ruach, shortness of spirit. I don't have the patience to go through that process. I don't have the patience. I don't have the patience to deal with. Imagine 6 months to go do his bodidut, not get answered in the hot sun, in the fields. But it was, I'm not leaving. And then we read the other day how when a person prays at length, he will always get answered. So you really have to understand, you really have to really, really commit. You have to, this is all about, you know, we know what to do, but we have a lack of commitment today. That's what we're trying to do. It's not more. I don't know if we need more information. We just need to really, really kill the ego, and get into motion, and that's really what your malchus is. That's your kingship. That's your kingship, and it's really, really our ego that are really, really stopping everything. And here today, in a world of where the malchut is not. It's, you know, you see it, you're walking into a world where nobody wants to take responsibility. Everybody's blaming everybody else for everything. People are walking around with tremendous amounts of anxiety and depression. You see, everybody's walking around with a kotzer ruach. There's a lack of breath. There's a lack of acceptance. There's a lack of, I can't believe what I'm going through. This is all a lack of emunah. There are people walking around with, you have young men today with extremely lazy people, for God's sake. You have people walking around with no energy, laziness. People getting up at 11 o'clock in the morning, for God's sake. What in the world do you deserve to wake up at 11 o'clock in the morning? What have you done? You understand? So this is a disaster today. And when you have this concept of malchut, when you know who you are, it's another thing that I got from my kid's speech. They all sang a song, and it was a very deep line that I had to sit in that graduation. I'll be me, and you be you. And that cute little line, I'll be me and you be you, could solve a lot of problems in life. Because I'll be the best version of me. Imagine you told your spouse, you know what? I will be the best version of myself. And you will be the best version of yourself. You don't have to tell me to become the best version. I don't have to tell you. We're just going to show up as the best version of ourselves, what do you think that relationship will look like? Constant improvement. But when I'm not me, then I impose on you. And then you impose on me. You bring when you're not you, when you have your fears, next thing you know, you're imposing on me. You're imposing your insecurities on me. And it was just a lot of the whole day was just a lot of depthness of seeing the malchut, seeing godliness and everything. From a simple play, I'm like, wow, that's a pretty strong line. If we could just be me and you be you. So again, this is what we have to really, really build our vessel. So you have to ask yourself, and I'm not telling you have patience with waiting for a miracle. No, I'm telling you take action, but you need to know how to put the brakes on the control. Nobody's telling you to be lazy. Take action, but get out of the way afterwards. That's extremely benefit. I went to pray, get out of the way. Hashem wants 6 months, I'll be there 6 months. You want 8 months, I'll be there 8 months. You shouldn't really, you can't have a time clock with God. When you put a stopwatch on Hashem, you lose your faith. You cannot bring a stopwatch with you. Everybody should just lose their watches. Because this watch, this element of time, is causing you, is all rooted in fear. Because the real fear is fear of not having. And that panic causes a shortness of breath. And that shortness of breath makes you panic. And then once you're anxiety, you don't even have a settled mind. And that's exactly what we need to understand. So again, working on faith, to the extent that you have faith in your life, you have happiness in your life. And happiness is the source. Again, if we're looking at the mission statements, if we're looking, okay, what is my goal today, right? If I say faith is the source of all blessings, right? A person who with joy is going to go out. So I already know that if I could just get my head and work on surrendering the ego in areas of my life and just get myself to a place of complete faith, which is ultimately what God wants, because that's how His glory. When a person comes into this world and overcomes his anxieties and overcomes his negativity and has that faith and joy in the situation, that is the way you take the Shekhinah out of exile, practically. That means, how can I bring heaven down to earth, come into this world, and have joy in situations that do not look so rosy? And when you do that, that is the vessel for everything. That is the vessel for everything. Faith is the source of all blessings. That's it. So wherever area where I don't have faith, is I'm not seeing a blessing in it. It's that simple. Wherever you don't have faith, so if you have low self-esteem, you can't have a blessing because you have low self-esteem. You don't have faith. And when we're talking here about faith, faith is malchut itself. When we speak about the energy of malchut, that's the last energy. Malchut means, again, confidence in yourself, confidence in your ability to succeed. It also means prayer. Prayer means, because if you're confident, you pray. It goes hand in hand. But laziness is not faith. That's why Reb Nachman says your level of zerizut, how quickly you do things, is very connected to your level of faith. Because if you have the winning attitude, again, you walk around with that different energy. You walk around with that different energy. Also, laziness is not being in a victim mindset. Faith is not being in a victim mindset. So just think about any areas of your life where you are blaming an individual situation for situations. Already you have lost your source of blessing, because blaming is lack of faith. When you see a coach saying, this loss is on me, he's taking responsibility for the loss. He's not blaming the refs. He's not blaming this. This loss is on me. You always see the press conference after a game. Okay, where's the blame going to go? Is it going to be an inner blame? We didn't play hard enough. We should have played better. We got out-hustled. Or the refs took away from the game. So again, extremely important. Think about your life. Do not blame the dating scene. Do not blame the economy. Do not blame anything. You have to take responsibility. And again, once you have faith, that is a source of all blessings. The hardest thing is not, you should not worry about the blessing. You should worry about your faith. Because once you have faith, that automatically equals a blessing in it. And it's funny how the first two commandments were given to us by God Himself. And those are the ones that you're getting paid for right away. It wasn't a messenger. That means if God gave us the first two commandments directly. So to any area where you directly have faith in your life, you will see a blessing in your life, period. It's when you lack faith is where you see exile. And exile itself means distress, etc. That's where the ego is running the show. So that is really, really the key to understand. So let's take examples, for example, of how what is being in your soul state. Anytime we're in our soul state, we're in our faith state, we're developing malchut. Anytime we're in our ego state, it's all based on what? Fear, lack of fear of not being approved, fear of abandonment. It's all survival. If you really, really think about any kind of ego state, it's all about a form of fear. I'm not going to be good enough. I'm not going to be approved. I'm not going to do this. So we're not really living with inner authenticity. We can't become our best selves. That means if you're a public speaker and you have fear, you have low self, or you have some kind of fear that you're not good enough, then you will stumble your words in a speech because you're not really thinking about the crowd. You're really thinking about yourself and how you're going to look versus what needs to be said and what needs to be helped in that situation. This is why the ego seeks to serve itself, the soul seeks to serve others. A good place where you're thinking about in, let's say in a marriage. Marriage is all about, again, if I know that the key to marriage is appreciation, and I need to make everybody better. Let's think about practically. You're on a team. You just got on a team. How do I make this team better? That's another mission statement that I had this year in my mind. How do I make others better? Forget about me. Thank God, you gave me enough. I'm good. How do I make others better? Then you seek more appreciation. If this relationship needs more appreciation, I'm going to make appreciation. I'm going to make the move. I'm going to get out of my own head. Because remember, when I'm in my own head, I'm thinking instead of thinking. So we have to get out of our own heads. How do I make this team better? How do I make this marriage better? How do I make this family better? Number one, I make people better by appreciating them. Everybody needs to be appreciated. Whether at work, whether in the house, nobody likes to be told not only what to do, but if you're telling people what to do and not appreciating them, it's pretty much a recipe for disaster. So that's an area. It's serving others, not yourself. The ego is always looking at outward recognition, not inner authenticity. So that's another area. How much work are you putting in public and how much work are you working on private? Do you understand? One of the things I don't like so much about social media and Instagram, I don't really want to expose my personal life. Because when I'm doing Hizbo de Dut, I don't need to take a selfie and show a story. I'm doing Hizbo de Dut, talking to God. I mean, that's just, it's taking away. And I'm like, people, yeah, you got to get more posts. You got to get more storylines. You got to put up your life. I don't know if I want that. Because at the end of the day, if I'm sitting there taking a picture of a field and it's not doing Hizbo de Dut because I need to take the right angle to show people that this is what I'm doing, then what am I doing? What am I doing at the end of the day? What am I living for? Am I living for authenticity? Or I need to go and connect to God. So this is another issue that social media, where everything's outside. You're going to work out, you go with the camera, you're not going to do the set right. You're going to break your arm. So this is where we really, really have to, just because everybody else is doing it, doesn't mean it's the right thing, by the way. We're thinking, oh, everybody else is doing it. I have to do it. No, it doesn't mean it's the right thing. So it's extremely important to understand that you want to focus on the inner game, and the same thing in my life. When the inner game was worked on, the outer game just showed up. It just showed up. That means you'll get rewarded in public for what you do in private. Your private work will get you the public recognition. But when you work on the private, you can't think about other. You're not thinking about how am I going to look? How is this? I need to work on my private game. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. The right thing to do is to become a better husband. The right thing to do is to become a better this. That's the right thing to do. That means you're not going to get faith without truth. That's the right thing to do. Now, what comes afterwards, that's not up to me. That's not up to me. So you could see that's Simon Sinek says a beautiful line. That means you're going to do hard work anyway. Hard work could be stress or hard work could be passion. It's stress if I'm focusing too much on the outside appearance. It's passion if I'm really doing it and connecting to the essence. So that's, again, the reason why we're not succeeding is sometimes, again, our intention. What is our intention? What is our intention? What is our intention out of all this? The ego always looks outward. The soul always looks inward. And today we spoke about with Isaac, right? We had that class on telescopes and telescopes and microscopes, right? We look at other people through a microscope. You're not doing this right, you're not doing this. But we look at ourselves through a telescope. Oh, this is okay. This is okay. You need to look at yourself through a microscope and look at others through a telescope. You know what I'm saying? We're easy to criticize, though. I don't like that person on the date. I don't like this on the date. I don't like that show on Netflix. Also, you could see the problem of tremendous amount of entitlement. The wow, I'm like, bro, you're living in your mother's house. You're half a caterer, and you want some beautiful model that's rich. What have you done lately? I, God forbid, I would go on that show. I would go Moroccan on everybody. But with the entitlement, like how, what is a greater way not to get married? Just show up with tons of entitlement. Like, what are you, where's the humility? Who do you think is going to bless your relationship? Get rid of this entitlement thing. Why? Because this entitlement is not, you're not, entitlement comes from seeing a lack, in yourself, saying, I'm entitled for more. You understand? But when you come in there blessed, you understand? You're already abundant. You're looking for a place to give. I didn't see one case where can I go to give? Where can I go to give? Where can I go? What can I go to give? I need this. I need this sex. I need that sex. I need this. I need this. Nobody was going asking, what can I do for others? What? I need this. I need sex. I need money. I need great looks. I need this. I need this. That was the whole core of it. Because you could see there was something that was missing inside. So it was just to show you the culture that we are doing. It's all ego. All ego. And this is why sometimes we're still single. Because we're still focused on ourselves. And this is where you need to focus on. Soul is looking for is inner authenticity, not outward appearance. The ego feels a lack. The soul always feels abundance. You might not feel abundant in every area of your life. Spiritually, you should not feel abundant, obviously, because spiritually, there's so much work that we need to do. But other areas of your life, you do have to walk with some kind of abundance, because when you're walking around with an abundant mindset, then you will that energy will show up, and the energy of gratitude will show up, and the energy of appreciation, and the energy of seeing people what. And that's going to give you joy. And that's going to give you more friends. And that's going to give you better relationships. But the ego is, again, the ego is because remember, there's a malchut of Kedusha and there's also a malchut on the other side. You understand? That means there's a negative malchut itself, confidence itself. There's a false confidence and there's a real confidence. You know, I can have false confidence and walk into my room and compare myself to everybody else. That's a false confidence. Why do I need to compare myself to anybody? So that's a false confidence, where I need to say, I'm confident I'm better than you. I'm more successful than you. I have a better watch than you. That's a false confidence. You don't need to walk into it. You can walk into a room and know who you are. That is the real confidence. That's the real inner authenticity versus I need to be confident by putting you down just so I can feel better about myself. It's extremely, extremely different. You have to have the inner, it has to be connected to truth. The ego always is focusing on the prize. The soul is always focusing on the journey. So again, ego's about the prize. What am I getting? What am I chasing? What's the carrot on the stick? Versus the soul's always focusing on the journey. What does God want from me? Where is my malchut? What's missing? What can I come to this world and bring light to? And the ego is the cause of pain, and the soul is the cause of healing. What does Reb Nachman tell us is the cause of healing? Joy. Through joy you will heal. What's causing my sickness? Not letting go. That's the pain. The pain, the ego is not letting go. You let go when you're in your soul state because you view the person as a division. But when you're in your inner state, your inner malchus, it's all inner work. It's not outer work. This is why I keep on telling everybody 1,000 times. You have to go talk to God, and you have to work on this. There's nothing greater than having that time where you can review this work, because nobody is going to. It's you and Hashem. That's what we need here. That is malchut. It means malchut is the ability to speak. Let it out. Working on yourself. Inner words, not outer. There's nothing outside of doing his bodhidut. It's all this. This is where healing happens. This is where energy happens. This is where letting go happens. This is where mercy happens. All when you work on yourself. And the ego is me. The soul is we. And that's where we have to really, really understand these concepts. That we have to pretty much get into our soul state. And any area where we are lacking, pretty much where we are lacking success in an area, it's not that God doesn't want to give us that success. It's we don't have faith in that area. And it gives, it's great because at least you diagnose the issue. You know, when a patient comes in to our facility, you diagnose them. I could diagnose you, lack of faith. Okay, let's work on it. Laziness, diagnose, lack of faith. Blaming others, lack of faith. Escaping from pain, lack of faith. Staying in the past, lack of faith. All of this is under the umbrella of lack of faith. And lack of faith means lack of blessing. Because we're operating on fear. We're operating on this. Again, the ego operates on fear. The soul operates on love and acceptance. The ego is driven by desire. The soul is driven by purpose and intention. So this is how we want to really, really create a shift in our lives. A really, 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 if you're doing his bodhidut, you don't need to tell everybody you're doing his bodhidut. You don't need to post a freaking picture showing everybody you're talking to God. Work on a little bit in your authenticity. Sometimes people can't taste the food they're eating because they need to, I'm at this restaurant here and I'm sitting here with $1,000 meal with $1,000 wine. Drink the wine. Enjoy the wine. It's too much. It's actually nauseating to a point, to tell you the truth. It's a little nauseating because we failed to, there's no inner authenticity. Of course, you have to live in this world. You have to promote your products. You have to live in these businesses. There's no question. But when it becomes an obsession where my life is happy or not based on how many likes I get or happy or like based on how many, it's too much. It's too much and it's putting, we're just chasing the prize. And that is not giving us the appropriate malchut. We're not getting the appropriate malchut. And again, society has not made this easier because it's causing so much where nobody wants to go on the journey. So everything's become easier. Getting a date today, you just flip an app, you get a date. Before you had to put a little effort to get a date. So if you put the effort in, you would appreciate it and you would give it a chance. Today, it's too easy. It's too easy. So easy come, easy go. And we have more resources today and more wealth today and more sadness and depression and anxiety today. So clearly, this is not the answer. They even did a study on a book on how happiness works. The JLS organization, the beautiful study, how the kids had more anxiety and depression that were in a richer status. So they took kids from poor status and kids that were very rich. Those kids had tremendously much more anxiety and depression than kids that had no money. So you could see the difference of what society is doing to us. So that the whole point of this class is develop your own malchut. Develop, you be you, let that person be him. I don't need to be you, you can be you. Be the best at what you can be. And that is what's needed from you, from the world. But when we're not us because we want to be others, we fall into peer pressure, we fall into this other stupidity, or we're focusing too much on outwards, we're in our ego state, out of fear, it's all out of fear, then we miss the whole picture, and then we don't develop our appropriate malchut. Instead, we don't develop our appropriate kingship. We don't develop our appropriate, we don't become the best version of ourselves. And that diminishes the kingship from heaven, because if heaven gave you specific skills, I'm going to give an example. Let's say God gave you see these quarterbacks in college, right? Well, you see, there's a typical Heat player, very talented, God gifted talent, but the guy's he's living in this world dating these horrible women. And it's destroying his potential. So he got given that talent, but because of his lifestyle of living in this dysfunctional world, his talent is not showing up because he's always getting injured, he's always getting drunk on games, he's getting this. It's not developing his potential. So you have to take the potential that you are given and you really have to develop it. And this is not an outward thing. This is an inner thing. This isn't. First, you have to work on the inner. And then if you're going to do the public work, make sure that you're doing it out of revealing the malchus of God through yourself from that, not for your lack of approval or anything else. Do it from your heart. This is why. Do it from your heart, and then you will be approved. But if it's not, because if you're doing it from your heart, you'll approve yourself. When you approve yourself, others will approve you. But if you're not approving yourself, and you need exterior approval, then you're never going to really connect to the truth of something. And this is why you see today a lot of these, unfortunately, these companies, they're Miller Lite, you know, you're a beer. You're not supposed to be playing around with this politics. I'm a beer. I'm Budweiser. This is what we do. We don't do these things. Stand up for who you are already. But everybody is getting the pressure from all this mob nonsense, and they're taking the originality. Disney movie, for God's sake. Used to be a beautiful Disney movie. Now you have to be careful taking your kid to a Disney movie. Disney's Disney. What are we getting involved in all this craziness for? Because why? I have to approve. I need everybody's approval. I need everybody. No, you don't. No, you don't. You have to know who you are, and you have to be able to stand up against yourself. And this is what our own malchut represents. But when we're not doing that, we get into our ego state, which is the false self, looking outside, etc. And that's only survival and protecting image. So there's no bracha there. There's no bracha when your whole goal in life is survival and how am I going to look to the world? There's no blessing there. There's only blessing when you connect yourself to your inner authenticity, etc. Have a great day.